So, I watched a film tonight. It was very shocking, very stomach-churning, very profound, and uncomfortable. American History X. It's quite an old film, and I've seen it a few times, and I love Edward Norton, but I never got around to it. And tonight it just happened to be on Sky, and amazing film, some amazing performances, and an incredibly poignant and subtle exploration of racism and hatred and blinkerness, and it's a tragedy, and it's heartfelt, and it's grisly, and one of the most well-handled parts of the film, I think, is when Edward Norton's character is in prison after committing multiple murders, and the way his prejudices, which you see go back to his father's influence, are gradually eroded and overturned through exposure to other cultures, through seeing the humanity of other races and so on and so forth. And one powerful influence, one powerful effect of new media, social media, whatever you want to call it, is that if you're immersed in it heavily and you're filtering it and you're harnessing its power and you are engaging in meaningful conversations, you are constantly exposed to a welter of other opposing opinions, different cultural perspectives, which serve to flatten out prejudice. But saying that, it's also very important to monitor the fact that to kind of keep an eye on your network. It's probably also very easy to just get back answers that you expect to surround yourself with like-minded people and therefore actually foment prejudice. I'm sure, actually, I think I brought this up before, about a year ago. At this point, I actually went on to search.twitter.com when I was thinking about these kind of things, and put in the word nigger, and I got pages and pages and pages of hatred and distortion. So yeah, it's there as well. So I sound like I've just contradicted my own point then. I don't think I have. I think if you are an open-minded individual and a good-hearted individual, you will find a lot of a huge mixture of different viewpoints in social media. So it can be used as a very powerful tool against prejudice. I'm rambling now, so I will cease and desist. But food for thought. It's probably very late.